Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
And a good Sunday morning to you, 6 minutes after the hour, smack dab in the middle of our 3-day 4th of July weekend for many people. And hopefully you have tomorrow off on Monday. Thank you for joining us. And again, reminder, this is 2 hours today on Sunday, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 with your questions or comments, or john@gardenamerica.com. Thank you for being right there. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. We are set to go. I know John is. I can tell. Look at his eyes. He's got that gleam in his eyes.
You know, I hardly ever hear follow us on Facebook without and Twitter.
I don't twit.
Huh? I know.
I mean, I've got an account, yeah. And I actually forget that I have it. And every now and then they'll say, hey, we miss you. And I'll tweet something out.
Me too.
It's
I miss me too.
Yeah, I know. It's how many characters? You're limited on characters on Twitter as well. But, we don't – do we even have –
Speaking of characters, Donald Trump tweets all the time.
Do you think somebody tweets for him?
You know, I heard that he does the majority of them, which is – if you've ever read any of his tweets, it's pretty much obvious that he's the one.
That he's the one, yeah. Nobody wrote that for him. But we are set to go. It's going to be a good 2 hours. How do we know? Well, because we're psychic. That's how. We can see these things.
We always have a good 2 hours on Sunday mornings.
Never heard a show open up where they say, well, it's probably not going to be a very good show today, so you may as well not even bother to listen, right?
Right, right.
It's always going to be a
great
show.
Got a mediocre show planned for you today.
Hey, you can email John if you don't want to go on the phone at...
some so-so guess.
John@gardenamerica.com.
That's not true at
all. Talk about some boring subjects.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been true now and then. We've had our fair share over the years. It's
but not today.
Numbers game.
Yeah, rarely are the guests boring, though. I would say that most of the time our guests are great. And you know, even if they're not great, they always bring a different point of view.
A different perspective, that's for sure.
You know, I'm sometimes surprised at how much I've learned over the years just from the calls we get with people asking questions of us. And you learn something from them. So... that's kind of what gardening's all about. You know, there's a sense of camaraderie. Everybody likes each other. Sometimes cactus growers can get a little edgy.
That's because they get pricked all the time.
I always thought that had something to do with it.
And you might even go so far as to say that with roses. Every now and then I get bit when I'm out there.
Yeah, but rose growers are usually pretty nice people. They like sharing their love of growing roses. At least I've never met any curmudgeons in the rose industry. I think they've all been really nice.
I put the picture up on Facebook that I sent to you that you couldn't email yourself.
Oh, Dr. Masaryk.
You know, this happens all the time. I mean, I'm out on my patio looking at and watering almost on a daily basis. But every now and then I'll say, what the heck is that blooming? I didn't see that coming. And that was the case yesterday.
That's a rose by
Dr.
Dr. Masaryk.
Masaryk from 1930.
1930, it was bred by Jan Beam, who was the most famous Czechoslovakian rose breeder. I'm sure somebody could tell us how to pronounce it. It's B-O-H-M, but I think there's an umlaut over the O, if I'm not mistaken.
So it's on our Facebook page, Garden America Facebook page, two shots of the rose, which came into full bloom last day or so.
Yeah, and we want to invite our listeners, anytime you've got a chance, go to Facebook Garden America Radio Show. Take a look at what's going on and comment on what we're doing. Let us know
Absolutely. What's
going on in your end of the world. You know what? I was unsuccessful yesterday in capturing the gopher.
Oh, no.
It was in the front of my house, and I found out that to add spite to what he's doing, he's invited his brother, who's taken over the backyard.
Well, now, usually they're solitary creatures.
Yeah, that's why he's in the front and his brother's
okay,
in the back.
Okay, there's enough space between them.
Yeah.
Because I love it when we get phone calls, people say, hey, I've got gophers. Well, chances are you have one. But they can wreak havoc like there's more than one, for sure.
One or two, yeah. They do. Yeah, they're territorial.
So you got one in the front and one in the back, huh?
One in the front, one in the back.
All that work you've done.
So did the second one do any damage to any of your plants that you know of?
Not yet, but he's in the rose bed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I've already lost two roses to go for this year. One was a Japanese rose, Shunpo, which I do not
have. Who is no mo?
It's no mo. No more Shunpo. And I don't have a replacement for it.
Oh, John, that's terrible.
It was really fragrant, probably the most fragrant of my Japanese roses.
Oh, yeah, that's got to hurt.
Yeah.
But that's part of it, too, you know? I mean, there's I actually saw a gopher one time pull something like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Actually pull something down.
Too.
I'm like, are you kidding me? What did I just see?
I had a huge, and by huge, I mean probably over a foot across, clump of Aspidistra, which are really tough plants.
They are. And but knowing you, it was probably an unusual Aspidistra as well.
It was. It was Stars and Stripes, which is a hard one to find.
Well, obviously this wasn't Stars and Stripes forever.
No, obviously.
I was seeing fireworks after that thing disappeared, though. I mean, it literally pulled down every single leaf, probably 30, 40 leaves.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, you set a Maccabee trap the other day or not?
Yeah.
Nothing so far, right?
Not yet.
And they're pretty smart. But is that the one where you catch them coming and going on either side?
You have to put in two traps.
Right.
Okay, all right.
However, in this case, I could only put it in one direction.
Oh.
Because of the other part was by a wall, and I couldn't find where the other hole was. So it could be.
He's figured that out.
Yeah, it could be. If I haven't caught him today, I'll move it. But, yeah, I'm not happy about that.
Mm.
It's a moment of silence for John's plants. I don't have that problem. I've got a patio that's tile and
they usually don't
and containers.
Usually don't go through cement.
Right.
So you're probably
But I used to live in a house that had a huge backyard, and I had gophers, a gopher, and flooded them out one day. Just took a hose and stuck it down there and flooded, and the water came up out of all the holes, and he came out shaking his head, and that was it for him. The old shovel.
See, I only did that one time when I used to live in Bonzel, and same thing came out just kind of shaking himself, and I got the shovel.
You couldn't do it?
And I couldn't do it, so I called the neighbor's dog to come over.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's...
My God.
But I didn't have to
do it. Torturous death by dog.
Dog came in, grabbed him, took off.
Took off with it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was interesting to see all these holes and mounds fill up with water, and you're just waiting to see which one he's going to come out of, and he did.
I'd like to try that rotinator where you pump it with gas
the
and
bomb?
Then a spark just lights it.
Oh, and it goes through the tunnel?
Goes through the tunnel. The whole thing just explodes.
But I would assume that the damage is underground. It's not going to explode and do damage up on top, right?
Right, but everything kind of shakes and you can see what's going on.
And here, you wouldn't want to do that if the tunnel is close to your foundation or your home. John.
No, because you could also picture, I don't know if any of our listeners watch Game of Thrones, but the season-ending Game of Thrones where the wildfire went through the tunnels.
Right, right.
And then blew up the Red Keep. That would not be good. So anyway, Brian, that's what's going on at my house.
That's the saga of John and the gopher.
I went to Home Depot. They had bark mulch on sale, the Scotts bark mulch, which is dyed, you know, brown, which I really like, and that's what I've been using, even though it harbors earwigs and sow bugs. But does a good job of keeping the moisture in and keeping the weeds down. And they had five bags for $10.
Wow. And you like that color, too, the way they've dyed it?
Yeah.
It adds to the landscape?
It looks really good.
Okay, John, quote of the week. We've got less than a minute. We'll take our first break, come back with our guest. I believe it's Peggy first hour.
Peggy Hill,
right.
Peggy Hill, okay.
Yes, indeed.
John, quote.
Well, Brian, reading about nature's fine, but if a person walks in the woods and listens carefully, he can learn more than what is in books, for they speak with the voice of God. That was from George Washington Carver.
All right, break time, 16 minutes after the hour, just getting started on this 4th of July weekend, getting started for a Sunday, that is, and we do hope that you've got a couple of 2 or 3 days off and you're spending part of it with us. We thank you so much. Again, follow us on Facebook, probably not Twitter, as John mentioned. Here at BizTalk Radio, Garden America, the phones are lighting up, or should be lighting up, that is, later on at 855-424-9825. We're going to take a break, stepping aside. Our guest is next. Do stay with us on this Sunday.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, we are back, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments for one of us or our guest. Again, that's 855-424-9825, toll-free, or John at GardenAmerica.com as we continue on this Sunday, just getting rolling, and Peggy's ready to go. Sharon?
Oh, all right. Okay, so I thought you were going to have the quote of the...
We did that.
Oh, we did.
Welcome to the show, Sharon. Okay, this is Garden America. Now, this is Sharon's first time on the air with us.
I'm ready for a break, I think.
She was thinking encore.
Yes,
but no, Sharon, we've got to get to our guests. We really
don't have time. Well, it's a pleasure to have Peggy Hill on as our guest. She's a garden writer, speaker, and when she retired and she'd moved to Alabama, she became a master gardener, and gardening has become her new passion, and she writes for the Alabama Gardener. So good morning, Peggy. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be on.
Well, we're glad to have you on. I know one of the first things that my co-host and colleague John Bagnasco asked me was, is that a shower cap on your head? We have that photo that you supplied for our newsletter, and he thought that was kind of an unusual hat there.
Yes, yes, I am wearing a pink shower cap, but it's a girls' weekend picture, and there's five others who look equally as ridiculous as I do. And we were trying to recreate a custom-made platter. And I thought about changing. I have that same picture on my business card, and I thought about changing it to something that looks more normal, but no one has ever described me as normal. And
well,
I just love the picture makes me smile when I look at it.
I think, yeah, it definitely made me smile. I don't know.
I think it belongs on a monkey business card.
We call it shenanigans. Girls' Weekend shenanigans is
there
how
you
we
go.
Like to refer
shenanigans.
To it.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of referring, I know that on blog and on your website, you refer to yourself as a plant ho, H-O. And maybe you'd like to describe or explain to our listeners what that exactly means.
I am so glad to explain this term, because I think that there's a misconception out there about what it really means. And I think some people think it's bad, but it's not. And many of your listeners may be surprised to learn that they themselves are plant hoes, and they didn't even realize it. And I have the best story to illustrate the plant ho concept.
Okay.
I was in Jim Allen's garden, and he was giving a group of about a dozen master gardeners a tour, and he was showing them his Arianthe, which I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a beautiful vine with big heart-shaped leaves, And this one woman spoke up and she said, "Oh my goodness, that is such a pretty plant. I wish I had one of those for my garden." And you're telling us that each and every single one of those balls hanging there is a seed and it's going to be a whole nother vine? Wow, look at how many, many there are. So, of course, Jim reached up and he picked one and gave it to her. So that lady's a plant hoe, and she's pretty good at it.
So that just means people who like to partake of other interesting plants that they see in other people's gardens, of course, with permission,
like
if at all
tell
possible.
Your friend, those iris look a little crowded. I could help you divide those, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Right.
The thing is, because I write these articles for Alabama Gardener Magazine, I write a hot plant article in every issue since 2011. And because of that, I've got some mad, crazy plant hoe abilities. I don't even have to ask for plants. They just send them to me. So much fun.
That's
yeah, I thought it was kind of like perpetuating the propagation of plants, you know, of making plants go forward, just like, you know, Westward Ho.
Yes.
Plant ho.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I took it.
There's another interpretation for you, Peggy.
There you go. It's the other way.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay.
The FedEx man comes here to my house in spring, and he just brings boxes and boxes of free plants for me to trial. It's like Santa Claus coming to Christmas. It's so much fun.
Well, speaking of trialing plants, why don't we talk about some of the ones that you've trialed, and among them, what are some of your favorites, and share that with our listeners.
Sure. This year, Proven Winner sent me this, pardon my cerise. It's a bee balm, and I've grown bee balm in the past, but it's so invasive, you know, it goes everywhere. And I got tired of it, and I ripped it all out and gave it away to gardeners who didn't know any better. Well, I gave them warning. I did send it off with a warning. But this one is supposed to be more of a clump forming and not get so invasive. And it's really short. It's only, the tag says 14 to 18 inches, but I really like it. And it's a midsummer to late summer bloomer. So that one's really nice. And then Proven Winners also sent me their new Prince Tut, which is a papyrus. It's really pretty, and it has a lot more blooms on it than what I've seen in the past papyruses. And the thing that I like best about the Prince Tut is that you can't buy it until next year, so it gives me huge bragging rights. Whenever anybody comes to my garden, I can point to it and say, you can't get that.
So how is it different from King Tut?
It's a little smaller. This Prince Tut gets 30 to 48 inches tall.
Okay,
and they call it like a little brother. I think there's, if King Tut had a little brother, this would be it.
That's
part of their marketing material says that.
You know, I think, I'm not positive, but I think that's part of that papyrus breeding program in Japan. They, at one of the universities over there, has a, of all things, a papyrus breeding program.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because I have King Tut growing in my
pond.
Which came from there, right. So, but I like the idea of even a smaller version of that with the Prince Tut. And what I like about the King Tut, and I'm sure that the characteristics are similar with the Prince Tut that you're talking about, Peggy, is that it's not going to spread all over the place. It's a pretty well-behaved plant.
Yeah. You know, Peggy, I just wanted to ask quickly, what part of Alabama are you in?
I'm in the northern part, between Huntsville and Birmingham.
Ah,
and so zone 7B.
Ah, so well, we only have about a minute to go before we take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more plants. But I thought when we came back, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the kind of weather you've had this year, what it's like, and what you do in the summer to maintain what's going on and maybe prepare for the fall, because it's different in every part of the country. And
it is.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to hear what it's like in a hot, humid area of the country as opposed to a hot, dry area where we are.
We shall discuss that after the break. And again, wide open for phone calls.
encouraging you to take part this morning. And again, that toll-free number is 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Welcome to Sunday. Smack dab in the middle of the 4th of July weekend for 2016. Sharon Asakawa with John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. As John mentioned, going to step aside, taking a break.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Sunday morning to you. Thank you for joining us. It is 35 minutes after the hour. Back here with John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. I'm Brian Main. Good morning from BizTalk Radio. This is the Garden America Radio Show at 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Sharon?
Well, we're talking to Peggy Hill from Alabama, who's a master gardener, a speaker, and writer for the Alabama Gardener magazine, and she also in this magazine has a regular hot plant feature that she's been writing, and she was telling us a little bit about some of the plants that she's trialed. But I think, John, you had a question for her, because in hot, humid areas, gardening is a little bit different, especially this time of year.
Well, yeah, we just wondered what was going on in your neck of the woods, Peggy, and
well,
what are some of the Go ahead.
While we were on break, I pushed the button on the AC unit that tells me how hot it is outside. It's 10:30 in the morning here, and it's already 90 degrees.
Ooh.
It's going to get close to 100, and I'm sure it'll feel like over 100. We get really hot and humid, and it's so dry this season. Everywhere around me is in a mild drought, but my house, the rain has been hit and miss all spring. And my husband, if he comes home one more time with a wet car and the rain dried up just like 2 miles before he got home, I'm going to just have a fit. I'm not getting any rain this season.
Well, that's a good point, because, you know, no matter where you live, there are microclimates. And you obviously live in an area where the microclimate is perhaps, for whatever reason, is sheltered from rainfall or other weather conditions that may be more typical outside of your neighborhood. So that's an important thing to consider as well.
Yes, it's very dry, and that's my main chore this time of year. I spend most of my time dragging hoses around and trying to keep everything watered. That and weeding. Those are my two summertime jobs.
You know how if it rains, if you wash your car, then it rains. You know it's going to rain if you wash your car. Maybe,
right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you took your shower cap off, it would rain.
Maybe. That's a good idea.
Hey, Peggy, are you growing any vegetables in your garden?
I do. I don't know what possessed me to put in a dozen pepper plants for two people, but I did. I have, and I've got people here for the weekend. I told them, we're having peppers, and no one buy any peppers. We're having jalapeno peppers. We're having yellow peppers. We're having poblano peppers. I went a little overboard. And I've got some okra out there. You can't live in Alabama and not grow okra. It's like,
oh, that's for sure.
A requirement. And it's so beautiful. And then just a couple little squash plants and an eggplant. And I do have, talking about plants that I've trialed, the pink lemonade blueberry. Have you ever seen that one with the pink berry?
You know what, Peggy? I have gotten for the first year now, it's been about 3 years, I got a sizable crop of the pink lemonade, and it is
Me
so
too.
Good. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Well, I got it. It was given away free at the 2010 Garden Writers Conference, and I missed it there. My first conference was in 2011, so when I came home, I called up Briggs
because I really wanted, I was so interested in it. I never heard of a blueberry plant that would have pink berries. And when I learned about it, I called up Briggs, and that's how, that was like my first plant hoe plant. They sent me one to trial. And then I've had it so since 2011, and it's done fabulous for me. The only thing I'm a little disappointed is this, I thought it would trick the squirrels and the birds.
Oh, no.
But they're not fooled at all.
No, they're not. For me, it was either the birds or my gardener. I don't know which one, because he was watering that plant, and shortly thereafter, after he left, I noticed quite a few were missing. So,
and I grow three different kinds of blueberries. I have the southern high bush, and then I have the native, what, the rabbit eye is native in my area. And mm-hmm. this one, the berries are tastier. They taste much better. I think the native one, the berries almost taste bitter to me. And the southern mm-hmm. high bush I like, but this one, and it's producing now. It produces a little bit later than my other blueberry bushes. So I really like it.
It's so pretty,
fact,
too, on the bush.
I wrote a hot plant article. This one was a hot plant in one of the issues. I can't tell.
Well, I'm sure if people go to the Alabama Gardener site, they might be able to trace down that particular article that you wrote.
Actually, on my website, I have a list of my published works. One of the pages.
Good.
If you go to HiddenHillsGarden.com, one of the pages is all my published works, and at all the hot plants, you can see every plant that I've ever recommended since 2011.
Hidden Hills. That's a plural, garden.com.
HiddenHillsHills. Or, fewer keystrokes if you just type in plantho, PlantHo.com. That'll take you to the same place. Fewer keystrokes.
Well, speaking of Hidden Hills Garden, your website, I enjoyed reading about how you went to Chanticleer Garden and that's been on one of my wish lists for many, many years. I was very envious, but you did a really nice job on that.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was so, and the day that I went was perfect because it was overcast and a little misty, so nobody else went. I had the garden almost all to myself, and the lighting was perfect.
Yes.
And everything just glowed. I mean, it was beautiful. I was just in awe of Chanticleer.
I loved all your photos that you took.
Did you notice, Sharon, there was a picture of a combination planter that had the cosmic kale in it?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
One of our plants, so I was really happy to see that.
Is that one of your plants? I saw it at plant trials in 2014, and I just loved it there. And I ordered one for myself because I liked it so much, and it's in one of my mixed containers out there in the garden. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, now, in your area, it's a perennial, and it doesn't go to, it never flowers or goes to seed, so every year you'll just have more and more kale to chew on.
Well, it's getting a little insect eaten right now because it's the height of summer, and we do have insect troubles, but I'm thinking that once fall comes, I'm excited to see it grow bigger. It's just a tiny thing.
Yeah, it'll come back. Hey, before we let you go, Peggy, I know you've been writing about all these new plants, and it sounds like you really enjoy trying something new every year. But I think all gardeners have one group of plants that they really, really are interested in and either collect or look to see if there's anything new in that particular grouping of plants. Do you have anything like that?
I've got lots of them like that, where I would like to want all of them. I want all the hilloborus. I want all the different caraxes. I want all the epimidians. I want, there's quite a large group of plants that I'd like to have more and try all the different ones. But maybe if I had to pick just one, the Lenten roses, the hilloborus, and they're coming out with really new ones that have the foliage on them is beautiful, as well as the flowers.
Yes, and coming out with varieties where the flowers, instead of downward facing, more are more upward facing too, and double ones. I'm with you, Peggy. I love hilloborus. Well, Peggy, it was a delight to have you on our program, and you just have great gardening. I hope you get some rain, and maybe you should follow John's advice and take that shower cap off, and the rain will come to your garden.
I hope so. Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed being on.
All right.
We really enjoyed talking to you, Peggy. Take care.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour. Thank you, Peggy. 855-424-9825. Phone's open. And, of course, the email, john@gardenamerica.com. What is happening on our website, John, is for those that that aren't quite sure what they want to order? Maybe they're contemplating. We've got citrus this year and some new things that we haven't offered before.
Yeah, we do. Maybe, well, we can always take calls. And as you said, send me an email if you have any questions, and we can do that when we come back. And we'll talk about some of the new items I've put up on the website. And we also have an interesting email from our good friend Steve.
Oh, beautiful.
That we'll go over. He's got some tips for gophers. And actually, this one is a really good tip.
Outstanding.
Something I never thought of.
And that's john@gardenamerica.com, so you can get involved, too, on this 4th of July weekend. And we trust that it's been a happy, safe one for you so far. And we're going to continue after the break. One more segment, hour number one on this Sunday, 855-424-9825. Or as John mentioned, john@gardenamerica.com. I'm Brian Main, Sharon Asakow with John Bagnaskill. Happy 4th, 2016. Garden America continues on Biz Talk Radio right after this.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you strong?
struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour. This is our final segment for hour number one on this Sunday, but of course 2 hours every Sunday, so not to worry, plenty of show left. Questions, comments at 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Our good friend Steve in Simi Valley's got some gopher advice, John.
He did. His email, Brian, says, "Happy Sunday." He says, "I'm back from Spain, and I heard your gopher talk. I had a hole pop up this past spring, so I was cleaning out the hole with my hands so I could stick in the trap. And he was right there, and he bit my finger."
I was going to say, this was leading up to a bit finger.
Yeah, so his advice is never clean out the tunnel with bare hands.
Wow, the nasty little creatures.
Yeah. Good advice, Steve.
Oh, but no advice on how to get rid of them?
Oh, well,
just
know,
advice, not what not to do.
Well, yeah, you still need to put in the trap eventually, I guess.
Oh, wow. Steve, a little blood on the finger.
He also says, closes with happy 4th of, now, I don't know, happy 4th of Julio or Julio.
Julio, that's Spanish, right?
Is that how you say
it's
July?
It's enero, febrero, marzo, abril, mayo, junio, julio, agosto. Yeah,
Julio?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, Julio, yes. Happy. Well, I remember that. I know where I pulled that out of.
Ooh.
Spanish class years ago.
High school Spanish?
High school Spanish, yeah.
Very
Julio.
Good.
So he's right, exactly. Then agosto, septiembre, okay. Octubre, noviembre, diciembre.
So happy Cuatro de Julio.
Yeah, thank you very much for that one. John at GardenAmerica.com. Questions, comments, and again, 855-424-9825 is our number here. If you want to give us maybe a comment on what's going on or maybe a question.
Yeah, you know, Brian, we've added some. You were asking prior to the break
on the
about
website.
Some of the new items we've added, and we're in the process of adding probably one of the best selections of citrus available on the net. And we added some new oranges, a couple new oranges that Sharon and I were discussing yesterday And Sharon, one is the Jaffa orange.
Yes, and I know that that's a very popular orange in Europe. You know, I've seen it marketed there, but didn't know much about it, so I found it really interesting. And, you know, I love to collect citrus. So.
Yeah, well, this one goes back way back to 1844.
Uh-huh.
Comes from Jaffa in Palestine, which is now Israel. And it's virtually seedless. It's a great eating orange, has an excellent flavor. And one of the attributes that is important to extend the citrus growing region is that if you're in a cooler area where oranges don't usually do that well, maybe it gets a little too cold in the winter, the Jaffa orange is a little bit hardier. So in some areas where you haven't done well with maybe a Washington Navel or a Valencia, you may want to try the Jaffa orange.
The Jaffa. And again, if you'd like, you can you plant that in a container? Like some
of the citrus we have.
Because they're all dwarf,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, can all be planted in containers. And then another one that's you don't see very often was the Midnight Valencia, which is kind of an unusual name because
yes,
midnight.
That's why you don't see it. It's at midnight.
Well, see, midnight is spelled M-I-D-K-N-I-G-H-T.
Ah, like the round table.
Right. And the reason it's spelled midnight is because it was discovered by a man whose name was Knight, and it is a midsummer producing orange. So midnight.
Okay.
Got it?
Got the story behind it, yes.
And the thing about that is it's a Valencia orange, so it's a great juice orange. And if you've grown Valencias before, you know what great juice oranges are, but they're pretty seedy.
Mm-hmm.
The Midnight Valencia has either few to no seeds. So that's a great selling point. And then the later ripening date is also nice to have. You know, do you know the difference between, when it comes to juicing, the difference between Valencia and Washington Navels?
I don't. Maybe Sharon does.
Why you have some eating oranges and some juice oranges?
I don't.
Because when you take an eating orange, like a navel, and you make juice out of it, it ruptures the juicy vesicles, and it deteriorates quickly, so it turns bitter. If you drink it immediately, it would be okay.
It would be okay.
But if you put it in the refrigerator the next day, it would be kind of bitter and go off taste. But that doesn't happen with juice oranges like Valencia's. So if you want a juice orange, now you can also eat juice oranges.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all right.
Well, but, I'm smarter than I was 10 seconds ago.
It amazes me how smart you are sometimes. And then, let's see, yesterday we talked about the Oro Blanco, and I got some emails about that because Sharon always raves about how that's her favorite.
It is.
Grapefruit. And it's my favorite, too. I have to admit, I can't eat other grapefruit unless I put some type of sweeteners on them.
I know.
And you don't want to put sugar.
No,
I mean, sugar's not good for
you. But the Oro Blanco, you don't have to put any sweetener at all. Fortunately, my next-door neighbor has an Oro Blanco grapefruit tree, and so he's always willing to share with me.
I gave my neighbor an Oro Blanco.
You did?
Tree.
What a nice neighbor you
are,
John.
You got a tree?
Yeah.
A tree, okay.
I gave him a tree, thinking that he'd plant it, I'd get plenty.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he would give me some. So I, you know, I wouldn't have to use up the space in my yard.
Right, right.
And the tree got to be a nice size, started to bear fruit, and they sold their house and moved. And, of course, the new neighbor doesn't give me anything.
He didn't care where the tree came from. He bought the house with the tree.
Right. I didn't ask. I have to admit, if I asked him, he might give me some. But, you know, every time I drive by the neighbor's house, I look at that tree full of these huge grapefruits.
But they are harvesting them. I hope they're eating them and not just letting them.
It's way too much for one family.
Oh, my gosh. If they had any idea what they tasted like.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been eating them. Yeah, they're really good.
That is going to do it for the first hour. We've got hour number two coming up in about 6 minutes after. We'll take a brief break. Top of the hour news coming up on many of these BizTalk radio affiliates. And hour number two, Sharon, who's our guest?
Our guest is a good friend of our show, John Valentino.
Wow, John's back with us. That's going to be exciting.
He's going to talk about how to get rid of bugs that are bugging our garden safely.
Top of the hour news coming up. We're back at 6 minutes after on this Sunday, 4th of July weekend 2016. Lines are open. Whatever's on your mind, questions, comments at 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com. Stay with us. Hour two coming up 6 minutes after on the Garden America Radio Show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.